Should people with visible tattoos be asked to cover them up by their employers? The question comes after a trainee teaching assistant was asked to cover up tattoos on a school placement. Charlotte Tumulty was told by the school that the tattoos on her hands and neck were not appropriate. The school said, "We have a code of conduct, part of which requires members of staff with tattoos to cover them up." But is it right that an employer can force you to hide your tattoos? Andrew McVeigh and Lynette Burrows, two commentators with us this morning. Andrew, good morning. Lynette, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Andrew, what do you think?
Well, it's an interesting one. I mean, I'm in favour of tattoos and I have tattoos, and I don't think people should be discriminated against because of them, because you can't tell what a person is really like just because of the tattoos that they've chosen at some point in their lives. But, you know, if David Beckham turned up as a teaching assistant, I don't think that they would tell him to go home because of his visible tattoos on his neck and his hands. So, I mean, it's a very difficult thing. So many people in the public eye have tattoos, very famous people, role models. And yet, to discriminate against this teaching assistant who did have a lot of tattoos, she had piercings on her face, and she said she took the piercings out and she tried to cover up as much as possible. But, you know, the point is, if it was somebody famous, would they be told to go home? No, we can't have you as a role model, David Beckham, because of the visible tattoos on your hand. That is just patently ridiculous.
Lynette?
Well, I think, just all due respect, is rather a ridiculous example. David Beckham is a footballer, and he's been in the public eye for a very long time, and the more famous he's got, the more tattoos he's got. One earns oneself a certain freedom in how one behaves and indeed how one looks. But would any parent in their right mind advise a child to go along to an interview, a job interview, dressed as a punk, say? Or any bizarre thing, dressed as a rabbit, comes to that. And are the Board of Governors to suspend all judgment on somebody that they don't know just because there are people in society who would object? They're exercising their right to fulfil their role to choose a suitable person. And they thought in this case that, you know, it indicated that she would be a bad role model for the children. She wasn't going to see them enough to be any other kind of an influence as one could claim about famous celebrities. Not that I can think of anybody but footballers who are covered with tattoos, can you?
Well, yeah, Fern Cotton, the Radio 1 DJ. Now,
she's on the radio.
Well, no, but she has her own fashion line. She's always photographed in magazines. She was one of the faces of Children in Need. Yeah. She has a lot of tattoos, and she has tattoos on her feet. Yes, and on her legs. And she's very influential as well. Very, very fashionable. As I say, she has her own fashion line. A real role model for a lot of young girls and the face of Children in Need. So should she not have been presenting the Children in Need charity appeal because she has visible tattoos on her feet?
I don't think she would have been asked to head any sort of a campaign if she was otherwise completely unknown. It's because people pick up all sorts of signs when they're trying to judge character for the purposes of employing them. And I don't think any sort of bizarre decoration would make people feel very confident about saying that's the person for us.
Well, the BBC obviously thought Fern Cotton is the person for us to host this charity appeal for Children in Need.
Yeah, but
in a school environment, I mean, how many of those kids who it was thought that this teaching assistant wasn't a good role model, how many of those kids have tattooed parents? Probably quite a lot, because apparently one in five people in the UK have a tattoo.
And that's tosh, isn't it?
I don't think it is tosh. It's come from the British Association of Dermatologists in 2012, so I think they probably know what they're talking about.
Well, my father had a tattoo because he was a sailor in the First World War. But they're not the kind of tattoos that we're talking about here, that are really, you know, almost like face paint. They're all over. And this girl had not over tattoos, but bits of metal sticking out of her face. And I think they have perfect right to judge that this person, I mean, there's so many jobs that wouldn't touch you. I mean, I was coaching somebody for a Ryanair job, and one of their rules was that they weren't allowed to have any visible tattoos. Perfectly reasonable. The kids don't balk at all or say how unfair or anything like that. They're looking for their first job, so you conform to what they want. I mean, otherwise, we'd be terribly conformist as everybody had to do, had to obey certain rules that were put out by top people or celebs or something. People make their own judgment, and you can't take that away from them.
Well, that's true, and it's not against the law, but in an example of how times are changing, just this year, in fact, it was reported in the BBC that in an effort to tackle a recruitment shortfall in the British Army is now thinking about relaxing its rules to allow tattoos on the face, neck and hands. So we could have soldiers fighting for Britain all over the world with visible tattoos on their face. Now, should they? They're representing Britain, they're fighting, they're giving their lives potentially. Should they be allowed to fight?
Of all the professions that it wouldn't matter that they were tattooed would be, I think, soldiers. They, after all, are people who are either going to kill or be killed. And I think that's one of the things. It does mark you out in a rather ferocious way as being provocative, looking for trouble. And if anybody can carry that, it would be soldiers. I'd be surprised if many do it. And you'd never see the Queen's parade with a man with his face covered in tattoos. Of that you can be sure. Or bits of metal sticking out of his face. Because, quite honestly, as far as most people are concerned, never mind your figure of 1 in 5, most people regard them as very bizarre looking. Quite pleasant, entertainment, slightly freakish. But the school had a perfect right to say they didn't want their children influenced by it.
Well, it's not against the law for employers to decide who they want to represent them, but it could be, because a lot of people there have been petitions got up that some people want protection under employment law. So maybe in 5 or 10 years' time, when that figure of 1 in 5 goes up, and it's not my figure, it came from a reputable source, when that goes up in future, when it's you know, 1 in 2, when half the population...
Oh, goodness, can you imagine half the population tattooed like that? We're not talking about the little decoration on the upper arm or the thing on the thigh or even the little twiddly round the belly button. You're talking about somebody that had a lot on face and neck and will never be 1 in 2, whatever you think about
it. No, but it could be 1 in 2 people in the population have a tattoo in 10 years' time, because younger people tend to get tattoos, and as the older population ages...
It's a fashion, that's all. It's just a fashion. And it's jolly good that something stand firm against fashions, which can be very simple.
How would you feel then if it was part of employment law that you can't discriminate against somebody because of their tattoos, and that was enshrined in employment law?
I don't like laws at all. I think that we have a culture because, by and large, we actually group around certain beliefs, and I prefer that way of doing it. And I think culturally these people are expressing what most of their fellows would say, that she wasn't somebody that they wanted teaching the children because it would be an influence, that was all. And I think they've got a right to that. I wouldn't like to see anything like that enshrined in the law. The law should be not there to tell you what to do all the time, just occasionally tell you what not to do.
No, the law is there to protect people as well, and this would protect people with tattoos.
You can't
from
really
being
protect. I don't think that it is there to protect people. On the whole, you'd have to mention Casey, but I hate all these laws that are designed to protect somebody because they're always criminalising somebody else.
I'm thinking seriously of getting one.
The what?
I'm thinking seriously of getting one.
And you should. You said this before.
No, but I am. I just don't know I don't know where to put it.
Well, now, here's a thought. If you had a tattoo, a visible tattoo on your neck, would you still be doing your highly successful television show if you had a visible tattoo on your neck? How would the BBC treat you, do you think?
Well, how does the BBC treat me now without a tattoo?
I think they'd let you do it. You know, there's no way you would be discriminated against. You would be on TV on a Wednesday night with a tattoo on your neck or on your hand.
Seriously, though, I would like to get one.
Well, didn't Jeremy Paxman try that along the front of his hand? But it turned out to be fake. But there was a terrible hoo-ha about it. Can't remember what he had on.
Dimbleby got one on one of his boy boobs, didn't he?
No, I think it was was on his shoulder.
Oh, was it? I thought it was.
Yeah. You're getting carried away.
Dimbleby got a scorpion done, didn't he?
He did, yes, and I definitely think I was on his shoulder.
They didn't, on the whole, put them where they were waved in people's faces, let's face it. These are little discreet body decorations that I think are quite sweet.
Yes.
I actually like them myself, though I haven't got one. But I've got a son that's got one on his upper arm. I think they're nice. But you're talking about something which is... And that's the point about trying to legislate. You couldn't possibly. It's a question of degree, and people look at it and says, nah, that's too much, and that's all there is to it. And they're right, and we should leave them alone.
Okay, Lynette, thank you. Andrea, thank you. If I was getting a tattoo, what should it be? 08459 555 678.